It's a very good day and welcome to you. My name's Andrew Raybert and it's wonderful to be with you today as we are approaching Christmas, and it's a time to celebrate His faithfulness. And I believe that's what Christmas is all about. So this podcast is entitled, It's Time to Celebrate His Faithfulness. We start off by reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 54 and 55. It's part of Mary's song, or the Magnificat, as it is called. And towards the end, she says, He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful, as He promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. You know, we are approaching the most wonderful time of the year. It's a time when we really begin to shift our focus away from ourselves and our situations, and we begin to think about Christmas and all that it means. And you know, if we will allow it, Christmas and its wonderful message can change our lives. And in a time before that very first Christmas, Mary, the mother of Jesus, also began to realize the significance of all that was about to happen. And in the run-up to the birth of Christ, Mary, his mother, was pregnant, so she was carrying the Christ child. And as the reality of this huge thing, the magnitude of what was taking place, began to be realized in this young girl's soul, she burst out in some of the most amazing words regarding the coming Savior. It's called the Magnificat, and it's a collection of Mary's thoughts or prayers, perhaps it was even her song, in the weeks before his birth. And you can go and read the whole section in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And my prayer is that as you approach this sacred and this wonderful time of the year, that you will begin to realize how great and how wonderful Christmas really is. Now, at the end of that prayer that Mary prayed, or perhaps even sang, she celebrates God's faithfulness to his people. And, you know, as we come to the end of this year and as Christmas lies before us, I want to encourage you to remind yourself of God's great faithfulness. So let us remember and let us use this time and this season to celebrate his faithfulness, while at the same time we look forward to more of his faithfulness in the future. So Christmas is really a time of celebrating his faithfulness both historically and towards the future as we look at the year that lies ahead. The first thing I wanted to just draw your attention to as I read this great scripture, this piece of song from Mary's Magnificat, is that the coming of Christ was really a demonstration of God's character. You see, the very character of God is that he is faithful, and he is faithful to all that he has promised the human race, and he's faithful to all that he has promised to you. The fact that he came on that first Christmas was really an example of faithfulness in action. So, you see, when you and I, when we celebrate his birth, we're really celebrating his faithfulness. And it's for this reason that each time we remember and each time we celebrate his birth, it's significant for us as individuals. Because once again, we are reminded of his faithfulness, and we are reminded that we can depend on his faithfulness, and we can look to his faithfulness with hope, and that faithfulness can fill our hearts with hope. You see, he came on that first Christmas to fulfill all the promises and to demonstrate his faithfulness in a way that humanity still stops to consider at this time and at this time of every year. So up until this time in history, up until the time when he was born, the possibility of the coming of the Savior was actually just a promise. But now we can celebrate a promise that became a reality. And sometimes a promise is all that we have. But you see, if that promise comes from God, then there comes a day when things change and that promise becomes a reality. And that's my prayer for you. And this process of going from a promise to a reality is a demonstration of God's faithfulness in front of our eyes. And so we see how God was faithful to send Jesus to be born to humanity. The second thing I noticed is that He, the Lord, is faithful to be merciful. Now, in a very real sense, we all need His mercy in our lives. In Luke chapter 1, verse 54, it says, He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful. You know, none of us are perfect. And we've all done things that we know have not been pleasing to God. But now His mercy has arrived. That's what we celebrate each time we remember the birth of Christ, that His mercy arrived. And His mercy towards us is another amazing aspect of His faithfulness towards us. And in His mercy, you and I can be forgiven. And in His mercy, the burden of sin can be lifted off of our lives. And in His mercy, we can know God as our Heavenly Father. And in His mercy, we can walk in His favor and in His blessing. And in His mercy, we don't have to be bound, but we can be free. And in His mercy, we can be free from condemnation and guilt. And in His mercy, we can know the power of the life-giving Holy Spirit, who has come to free us from the power of sin that leads to death. And in His mercy, we can know the gift of God, which is eternal life. And you see, it's part of God's faithfulness to be merciful to each one of us. And today you can call on Him for His mercy, His forgiveness. And you know what? He will be merciful towards you, because it's part of the very character of God, His faithfulness. The third thing is, how does God want to be faithful to us? Have you ever thought about the ways in which God wants to be faithful to you and how possibly He could be faithful to you? Well, by sending His Son at that very moment in history, God was taking a deliberate action to help all of humanity. That's what it says. That's what Mary sang in her song, Luke 1:54. It says, He has helped His servant Israel. He has helped. What a wonderful thought. And in the very words that Mary used, she identified one of the fundamental reasons why God was sending His Son. And that was to bring help and to be a help to each person alive and to each person who would still be born in the future. That the help of God would be available to each one of us. I wonder, have you ever been in a situation where you just needed some help? Well, I can tell you, I've been in situations like that. Now, I remember years ago, my younger brother, he was traveling down to the Eastern Cape to be with us for Christmas. And on one of the longest and of the most isolated stretches of road between two towns, he had a puncture. And you know how things go, his spare was also flat. And it was before the time of cell phones, and so here he sat next to the road, and he really needed help. And a passing farmer stopped and asked if he could help my brother, and my brother told him the sad story and explained the situation. And the farmer told him to load up the wheel, and the farmer took him to his home. And at his home, the family treated my brother to Christmas, while the farmer went into town and had the tire fixed. And one of the children of the family of the farmer, he even gave my brother a Christmas gift. And eventually the farmer returned and he took my brother back to the car and he helped him fit the wheel and sent him on his way. You see, he just needed help. And this farmer came along and was more than help. He helped and served and blessed and did everything. And my brother made it all the way to the destination. That's like the help of God, you see. And sometimes we just need some help. And God sent His Son at just the right time to bring help and to be a help to us. Now, how does God want to be faithful to us? He wants to be faithful to us in helping us. He wants to help us, and He wants to come, and He wants to help you. I believe He wants to lift you up. I believe He wants to come and save you. I believe He wants to come and rescue you. I believe He wants to come and put His arms around you. I also believe He wants to come and put you back where you belong, on your feet, on the firm foundation, on the solid rock. Those are the things, that's the way God wants to be faithful to you. And if you need Him to be faithful to you, this is a wonderful time of the year to state and say, God, I'm dependent on you. State your dependence on Him and believe that He will be faithful to you. And lastly, He will remember to be merciful to you. This is such an incredible thought. Mary sang her song, which we know as the Magnificat today. It's recorded in Luke chapter 1 and verse 54. And she sang these words, "He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful." Well, you see, the birth of Jesus was a fulfillment of all that was promised. And at the moment in which God remembered to be merciful to His people and to all of humanity, that's why Christmas is so incredibly significant, because God is remembering to be merciful. And just as He remembered to be merciful that day when He sent His Son to be born to the world and to be born in us, He wants to remember you and be merciful to you. It had been a long time, you see, between the promise and the fulfillment. But God had not forgotten, even if it had taken a long time, because God does not forget. And in essence, what Mary was saying is that God has remembered us, His people, and He's remembered His promise, and He's remembered His mercy, and He has done what He said He would do. And I want to tell you today, God wants to be merciful to you. He wants to remember you in your situation, in your circumstances. He wants to remember His promises to you. He wants to remember His mercy to you. And He wants to do what He said He would do. That's what He wants to do in His mercy. And today, God is still Emmanuel. He's still God with us. He is still with you. And in His mercies, He will remember all that He has promised. Even if it seems unlikely to happen. Maybe you've waited so long that you think it's unlikely to happen. Well, it was almost 2,000 years between the promise of the Messiah and the birth of Christ. It was a long time, but God never forgot, and He remembered to be merciful. And He is still with you. You can rely on His mercies today. He is the eternal God who never forgets and who always remembers to be faithful to us and to His word. Now, we may go through difficult times, and we may well go through difficult seasons when it seems as if perhaps nothing is happening. But that doesn't change the fact that in the end, He will be faithful to you. He will remain faithful. And today you can be encouraged because the Lord wants to remind you that He will be faithful to you. You may even have felt like giving up lately, but you don't need to consider that, because you can rely on His faithfulness right now, and you can rely on His faithfulness for every day that lies ahead, and you can rely on the fact that He will remember to be merciful. He will not forget to be merciful. You know, God's time is not always our time. But that does not change the fact that He is and He will be faithful. That doesn't change that. And He is and He will be merciful. And I think Mary understood. She was beginning to grasp what was going on, that with the birth of Jesus, the promises of God were being fulfilled. And she suddenly began to understand this and grasp this as a reality, that this fulfillment was also the assurance of all the other promises that they would also be remembered and fulfilled. So this was like a guarantee or evidence that could be relied upon for all the other promises and words, that God would remember to be merciful in those and fulfill those words. And in the end, because of the fact that God remembered his promise and sent Jesus, so too you and I, we can expect the fulfillment of the promise that one day Jesus will return again. So because of the promise of his coming and then the fulfillment thereof, we can rely that the promise of his return, his second coming, will also materialize, and that we can be expectant of that, and we can be expectant of his return. But at the same time, just as there was the promise and the fulfillment of his birth, and that we know as fact, we know the promise of his return, and we know that we can trust that that too will happen, so too can we rely on his mercy, that even the promises he's made to us as individuals, we can expect him to fulfill. So the birth of Christ at Christmas was really the proof that God is faithful, and that we can take hold of his faithfulness, and we can rely on him. And we can rely on him because he is the one who always remembers to be merciful, and he remembers and fulfills all that he has promised. And this is perhaps one of those wonderful aspects about the season we're about to go into, that we can remember and celebrate God's faithfulness. And Christmas really is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you and I to remember and to celebrate his faithfulness. So I want to declare that as you go into this wonderful time of the year, I want to say to you, it's a time to celebrate his faithfulness. And maybe that's the way we should approach it. Maybe out of our hearts should come the thankfulness to be thankful for the way in which God has been faithful up to now and brought us to this point. So it's a time to celebrate his faithfulness as we remember his birth, and at the same time remind ourselves that his faithfulness will continue into the future. So there's this remembering that gives us confidence of the birth of Christ and the fulfillment of the promise. But at the same time, it's the remembering that he is going to be faithful as we go into the future, that he will remember to be merciful as we step in tomorrow and as we take hold of everything God has prepared for us. So I wanted to use this opportunity to wish you a very, very blessed Christmas. I pray that you will know that it is a time to celebrate his faithfulness, that you will enjoy this time with family and friends, knowing that you can enjoy it because God is faithful, and knowing that you do not need to fear the future because God is faithful and he will remember to be merciful to you. And today, if you need his mercy, you can call out to him and say, God, would you remember to be merciful to me? Because you have remembered to be merciful to all of humanity in sending Jesus. Therefore, I know I can ask you to remember to be merciful to me, and you will be faithful. And so I encourage you, celebrate his faithfulness during this festive season. The Lord is good, he is faithful, and he will be faithful to you. My name's Andrew Raybert. It's been wonderful to be with you, and I trust that you'll have a blessed Christmas, and as you go into the new year, that you will be filled with hope and expectation based on the foundation of the fact that God is merciful and he is faithful, and therefore you have nothing to fear. May God bless you, and may it be a wonderful time. Until next time, thank you for joining this podcast, and please share it with others. It might also be something you could play and listen to as a family on Christmas Day as you celebrate and remember God's faithfulness. So there's an opportunity for you, and I trust it will be a blessing. God bless you, and bye-bye.